Dick.
Yeah.
I was giving some thought to some decisions here, and I wanted to see if you thought they were all right.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I understand that. I think I talked to you about it, but I just wasn't sure. I've had so much on my mind. McNamara on the 18th of January recommended to me and said we should decide it February. The continuance of the chairman, the Joint Chiefs. He recommended, and Clifford recommends, that I continue Wheeler for a year, or at least until my term ends, January. What would be your reaction to that?
I think that's all right, Mr. President.
They tell me I'll have to have legislation.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't sure of that. I think we can get it passed. I don't know. I don't know any reason why we shouldn't. How long do you want it for?
Just a year.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. I don't think you'd be in trouble about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next thing is...
When does this term expire?
July. They wanted it announced in February. I haven't done it because I wonder... They were trying to remove Westmoreland and... They were making an attack on him, and they were hitting Jimmy Burns, and the commies were giving a big ride, and I had intended to move Westmoreland out and Abrams in. Some of them had suggested I go down and get some new, fresh man. That was kind of the dovish group, but Wheeler thinks very strongly, as does Clifford, and he's not experienced. His judgment's not as good as yours, but... As does McNamara, that Abrams would be the better man to replace Westmoreland.
Well, I think so, too.
That would be their recommendation.
Yes, sir.
And,
I think he'd be the best man I can think of for the moment. Mm. I don't know a better man in the Army.
They said that there would be two or three that they would consider, but they'd put him first call, Buzz does. He said he'd consider Abrams. He would consider Palmer. He would consider Goodpaster. Goodpaster's had a heart attack. But we are thinking of making him vice chief to Westmoreland.
Well, I don't think I'd pull Abrams out of there without giving a whack at it if I was going to bring back Westmoreland in.
Well, that's what I think we'd do, and make the way it would go would be Wheeler would be continued for a year. Westmoreland would come out. He would replace Johnson, whose term expires and who wants to retire.
Uh-huh.
Goodpaster would step up to vice chief. And we would have a new man for Honolulu, but the services would nominate him, and he wants to retire, and his term is up in April, but we thought we'd... Yes. His term is up in April, and he wants to retire. He's got some business thing to go with, but we thought we'd ask him to try to stay on until this took place in July, if he would. And we would put either Ryan of the Air Force or, I believe, Admiral Clary of the Navy. They would be the service nominees for the post at Honolulu. We won't have to decide that, and that's the Secretary's decision, but I just wanted you to know our thinking.
All right, sir. I appreciate it.
But do you think there would be any reaction that I was demoting or Westmoreland been a failure? Wheeler's...
People that don't...
George Christian says he thinks they would. Abe Porter said he doesn't think much, but Buzz says that...
There would be some amongst people that don't like you and don't like Westmoreland, undoubtedly, Mr. President.
Buzz thinks that it's such an honor a job to be chief of staff, and Eisenhower and Pershing and all of them had it, that it wouldn't bear much weight.
Nobody in the services would think so.
What about...
A lot of people don't think anything about it. If Steve Young was to make a speech, they'd say, well, he must have been right about it. There's some view, of course. But you're not going to please all of them anyhow. I don't see anything wrong with it. It's a great distinction. I think Westmore will be glad to get out and get the beat chief staff.
He wants to very much. He thinks he's been there longer than he wants to stay. His wife does, and Buzz thinks it's time.
Well, I don't see how anybody could be critical of that. Unless they just wanted to be anyhow.
Now, Bobby is storming these states and these governors and switching them and switching the bosses all over the country, and a pretty blitz, ruthless operation. If you don't do this, I'll defeat you. And he's doing it with the candidates of the Senate and things of that kind. Rybakov kind of backed away from the endorsement yesterday.
I was amazed, Dad. I saw it on television.
Well, they both started this riot business 2 years ago on television, saying they're going to take the cities, and they've been encouraging it. Bobby's been hiring Martin Luther King, raising money for him for 2 years. We've been watching it. But they're a good deal. They're doing that, a good deal. They're going to beat hell out of us in Wisconsin, as you could imagine from the type of vote you have there. They do the same thing in California.
I'm not as sure about California. I don't know anything about Wisconsin.
Well, it's pretty. You know La Follette, don't you?
Huh?
You know the La Follettes, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's still there. They're pretty deep, they tell me, the boys that we've had out there. They're against any war, like Henry Royce and Gaylord Nelson and stuff like that.
Well, Nelson has been mighty tend to put it here lately. He quieted down a lot after he got to running.
Well, there's been a great shift of sentiment, unless I'm misinformed, from what I see in the wires and the letters. Just nearly everybody, since he got in and started speaking to these student groups around the country, just thinks we played hell and we ought to get out right quick. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Well, I don't think everybody does, by
no,
a whole lot.
No, but I think there's been a good shift of sentiments, what I'm saying. I think since the Tet Offensive, then followed by McCarthy's New Hampshire victory, then followed by Bobby's play, then followed by their 18 speeches up there, and our general resurvey trying to determine what to do, and all the leaks. The civilians in the Defense Department are almost treasonable, Dick.
Well, there's some of them have a little coterie that McNamara had in there.
Yes, they are.
They're a big minority in the...
Among the civilians, though, the leading civilians that he had are practically all want to surrender.
Yeah, that's right.
This
band, right about that.
This
the, band, what he had there, the leading, but there ain't over 12, 15 of them.
That's right, but they're running it.
Well, that's right.
You take Netzer refused to testify on the MAP bill. On the military assistance. Just said he didn't believe in the policy, didn't think we ought to be in Vietnam, just wouldn't do it. Just insubordinate. Wrote me a letter.
I'd have got him out of there the next day.
Well, I would, but Clifford says he just can't do it so quick by himself. Antoven's very much the same way. Stedman's the same way. He doesn't really know about his service secretaries, but Warnick is the same way.
Well, Griffith ought to know some good men he could bring in.
Oh, they are. It's a question of just how fast you disrupt them until he can kind of get his feet on the ground and know who's who and what department they're running. Do you have pretty good confidence in Ignatius and in Rezor and in Brown?
Well, I think those three are all right.
You think they'd be loyal?
Yes, I do.
Do you think I ought to do any specific thing that you think of in the Bobby's picture that I'm not doing?
No, sir. I don't know of anything. I don't think he's as bad as you apparently think it looks.
Well,
he started up big hoorah, but you can go to a place like the University of Alabama or the University of Kansas with... You've got 600, 800 people in the crowd, you can make that are really crackers, why, you can make it sound like the whole thing's gone crazy. But when a girl gets up there and apologizes, like that girl did to Freeman up there, and the crowd gives her a standing ovation, now there's nobody arranged that. That's a more definite determination of how the crowd feels than all the heckling and booing that he got from people that was posted over the building.
Thank you so much. I'll see you. When are you coming back, tomorrow?
I'm coming back tomorrow.
I want to talk to you, and as soon as you get in, I want you to rest a little bit and then come over here and have dinner or something with me, because I got to talk to you about these troops.
All right, sir. I'll get in there sometime tomorrow, about noon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You try to have dinner with me or something tomorrow evening. Goodbye.
All right, sir. I'll leave it open. If you want to get in touch with me, I'll be available.
Okay.